Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a question that came into our website through the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com. And I say it every time I do one of these, that you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask Cindy a question. She answers them every single day. I don't think there's another website on the internet where you can ask a professional dog trainer a question that you would like to get an answer to and get it reasonably quick. This is a good one because it's about a person that has a three-month-old puppy that's on a harness and it's pulling, and the lady wants to know about when she could add a prong collar to the training. First, I'll read the question. I have a three-month-old 30-pound Doberman with whom we have used a harness and a 6-foot drag line, except when he's in his crate sleeping at night. Over the past 10 days, we've noticed that he will pull hard against the 6-foot line when I'm with him outdoors, as well as jump on my legs and try to bite me. I'll just interject something at this point. The dogs, puppies, when they're that age and they're biting the handler, they're not biting out of aggression. The dog is trying to play with her. And I've bred German Shepherds for 35 years. I haven't since 2009. And I bred them for police service work or the biting dog sports. And when you're raising a litter of puppies, and I bred 10 to 20 litters a year, I had 5 full-time people and a professional breeding facility. And so I've had my share of litters that I've watched. They interact with one another by biting each other and playing tug on one another. One of them will grab them and try and drag them around. That's how they play. So when they come into a home, they don't know any other way. They think, okay, now this puppy's settled into the house. Now the puppy's starting to feel comfortable with the people that are feeding him and taking him for walks. So now he wants to play with them. So how does he do it? He bites them. It's your job to teach him. And you don't need to correct the snot out of them. You just don't do it. You can redirect them. There's a lot of things you can do to stop a puppy from doing that. Redirecting is one. Whether you have a toy or you redirect them with food that you have with you and then mosey on down the way. Anyway, I interjected. Over the past 10 days, we've noticed that he will pull hard against the 6-foot line when I'm with him outdoors, as well as jump on my legs and try to bite. But not when I'm using the 20-foot drag line. I wonder if it's the amount of pressure exerted by the line that makes the difference. No, it's not. I can redirect with food and make him sit or put him in his pen when he's getting worked up. He will calm down in that situation. Second question is it time for the prong collar? If so, what size should I get? We are not training for sports. We just want a well-trained, obedience dog that can live with us in our home. Before I get into Cindy's answer, the fact that you're not training a dog for sports has nothing to do with the size of collar that you're going to get, the size of prong collar you're going to get. When people get prong collars, and this dog isn't quite ready for a prong collar, but I got to say this anyway. When you get a prong collar, you want it to ride right underneath the dog's chin and right snug up right behind the ears. It doesn't have to be so tight that it hurts, but it needs to be snug. When people get these prong collars that are hanging down, that's how a prong collar comes apart. And think about it like this. What's a prong collar for? For you to get control of your dog. And if you have a big, sloppy, loose prong collar, and you give the dog a pop on the leash, that's when these links will come apart. When they're snug underneath the jaw and behind the neck, they don't come apart then. It's only when they're loose. And think about that. You're giving a dog a pop on the leash because he's doing something you don't want. Doesn't matter what he's doing. It's something you don't want him to be doing. And you pop him, and now he's off leash. Then what? Then what? A young dog like this isn't trained to come under distractions. He's off gallivanting around. And what happens if he runs in the street and gets killed by a car? That's happened to me when I was in high school. I had my dog, German Shepherd, Prince. Every morning before school, I'd walk him in the woods. I grew up in Canada. I'd walk him in the woods across from our house. And he was trained to hand signals. He would come when I called, except under high levels of distraction. And I had him out for a walk one day, and a cat took off and ran, and I couldn't call him back, and he ran right in front of a car and got killed by an MGB little car, right in front of me. That has stuck with me for my whole life. I did a video here a year or so ago. It's a long video. It's got, I think, 200 short videos in it on teaching your dog to come when called every time. The people that give 6 and 8 week training classes, the local people, and they say that you're going to go there and you're going to have a dog when you come out of that 8 weeks of training that'll come when you call them, ain't going to happen. It's completely BS. You can't do it in 8 weeks. It's a long progression, step by step by step by step, to get a dog that will come every time under distraction. But I digress. And Cindy hollers at me all the time for that, but I think that was important. So Cindy says, putting pressure on a flat collar or a harness can certainly create frustration and opposition with some puppies and dogs. There's a syndrome, I call it a syndrome, opposition reflex. That is, if you were standing in front of me and I just pushed you away, your instinct is to lean into pressure. So that's what happens with dogs that have harnesses on. If they feel like they're getting pressed, they're going to lean into it. And that's where you get that dog that pulls on a harness. There's places for harnesses. If you have an older dog that hasn't been trained to leash pressure, a harness is not the tool you should be using to train with. But I'm going to go on here with Cindy. I think for such a young puppy, I might go with a slip lead or a slip collar or one of our dominant dog collars, which is just a modified slip collar. And I would teach the puppy leash pressure first. Then I would switch to a prong collar when he's just a little bit older. 3 months is a little bit too young to start with a prong collar. Maybe wait until he's 4 or 5 months old, depending upon how it goes with the slip collar or the lead. I would start with a small length prong collar when he's ready for a prong collar. And then Cindy finally says that she would suggest that this person uses or buys our loose leash walking course for how to teach your dog leash pressure and loose leash walking. I think that's an important thing too. You need to have a game plan. And sometimes common sense isn't always common. So you'll get that out of our courses. The person wrote back and said, Cindy, thank you so much. Your advice is always spot on. I will enroll in the loose leash walking course and I'll do it for sure today. So that worked out pretty good.